From the starting gate to the final stride, feel the rush as the champions ride. Every heart beats a Durham Pond call. One shot glory, winner takes all. From the dirt to the lights, hear the crowd roar higher. Every second burning closer to the wire. At the wire.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida. We're starting our Derby track. We started here today. Got all the horses up to Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, the Derby is kind of a unique situation here in the United States. Well, actually all over the world. It's amazing how people come together for sporting events, football, you know, Super Bowl, basketball, what have you. But the mission statement for the Derby, Kentucky Derby Festival, it says it all. To provide creative and unique entertainment and community service for the people of Greater Louisville that directly contributes to the aesthetic, culture, educational, charitable, and economic development of the area. You know, and this is funny. It's just not to Churchill. They do the same thing at the Preakness and at the Belmont and the Saratoga and Santa Anita, you know, everything. They're trying to help the community out as much as they possibly can by creating an event for everybody to come to. You don't have to be, you know, a horse person to go to the Derby. You know, which is 29 days, 3 hours, 27 minutes, and 36 seconds away from the 2026 Kentucky Derby. And the things that they do there at Churchill and, you know, and throughout Kentucky and throughout the United States is an amazing thing. You know, they create an environment, and it's growing over the years to huge, huge things that they do, you know, there in Louisville. And they do the same thing in the Preakness, and they do the same thing for the Belmont. And they do the same thing at Saratoga and Santa Anita. You know, it's phenomenal what they do for the community. They've organized and promoted and conduct events using the collective efforts and resources of volunteers, small and large businesses, nonprofit organizations, governmental entities, to enhance the positive international recognition, economic and cultural development, and community image of the Greater Louisville. And you can take Greater Louisville out of that and put in Pimlico for Baltimore, Santa Anita, you know, for California. They started a stretch, famous 2 minutes into a month-long party. You know, and that's what had happened. Years ago, the Derby was just on the weekend. It was on Saturday, you know, and it's something you did on Friday and Saturday. And, you know, you were at the Derby in Louisville. But what they did is when they started thinking about things, the Run for the Roses horse racing, Louisville Derby Festival is a community celebration. The festival is one of the premier events of its kind in the world. It's amazing. When you go there, you see any and everything. It's a 10-day long process now. They've got Thunder Over Louisville, which is one of the largest fireworks shows in the world. They got the Battle of the Bell of Louisville and all comers from the riverboat race. They got the parade. They got, you name it, they have it. This organization has 4,000, to get this for you, 4,000 volunteers to make sure that this thing goes off, you know, the way they want it. It's amazing. You know, they try to do the best they can. They do the best they can, and it's an exciting thing to go to. The economic impact that it has on just the city of Louisville alone from those 10 days is $204 million. $204 million into the community just because of the Kentucky Derby. You know, and that's what it's all about, is the economic impact that we have in the horse business on our country and on our city. is very important, and that's why, you know, we suggest everybody go to it, see what it's all about, participate in it, go out and have a few good meals, have just a little bit of everything. In fact, on my website, msmequine.com, we have a little segment on there that we put up today, and it's kind of neat to see. It's makes you hungry. I don't even want to look at it, take a look at it. But it's about the, what you have at Derby time for food. You know, it's just unbelievable. The things that you can make. And you know, the thing of it is, it's not, it's tradition, but it's the tradition that you want. You can go to
opening weekend Cleveland Racing 2026.
You can,
and that means
you can go to
the Bluegrass Stakes. Of course, the Ashland Stakes kicks it off for three-year-old fillies on Friday, and the Bluegrass Stakes on Saturday. A couple of contenders could emerge and get into the Kentucky Derby starting date for Saturday.
We got a little bit ahead of ourselves there. I got into the Bluegrass Stakes, which is tomorrow. But back to what I was doing, we have a little technical get ahead here. We got seven food for any occasion. And Churchill Downs unveiled it here in 2026. The official food for the Kentucky Derby. That's on our website. And if you go to msmequine.com, you can see it. We have a Triple Crown tour that we're doing. We'll have food of the Preakness, which is in Baltimore, and food of the Belmont, which is in New York. And it's all local, and it's all official food products there for each one of the stake races. And then we have an official food for the Breeders' Cup. So you can make it your Derby thing, anything you want. You know, there's no really set thing. Well, like, for example, Burgoo is one of the Kentucky Derby staples. You know, you might have Aunt Mary's beef stew or something that you'd like to put into your Derby tradition. And that's the great thing about the Derby. There's kind of a guideline, but it's not set in stone. You can change it and make it different things that, you know, you would like to, you know, put into your party for your guests. You know, so that's the great thing about traditions. Traditions are good, but, you know, it could be any way you want it. But say it on the website here just real quick. I'd like for you to go to it and see. We have traditions, and it's the history of Churchill Downs. It's a real, real good little segment there. It tells you about how Churchill started, you know, when, what, who, and where. It's really good. It's not very long, but it tells exactly about what it's about. And then the one that I like is from my friends at WHAS. They did a piece several years ago. It's called The Greatest 2 Minutes in Sports. It's the Kentucky Derby. And I tell you what, when you go look at that, if that doesn't get you excited, nothing will. That'll get you to go get tickets and go to Churchill, no matter where you're at when you see that. And then we have a behind-the-scenes look at a Run for the Roses, which is all about how they get to the Derby. You know, it's really a good piece there. And then the most interesting, you know, thing that we had on here is we do a lead-up to the Kentucky Derby. Like, for example, last week we had the Arkansas Derby, which was really good. We got a segment on Renegade, which won the Arkansas Derby. He tops the list of the Kentucky Derby hopefuls now. So now it's just a matter of getting there, you know, getting there. We also have the Twin Spires leaderboard. Tells you who's leading, who's getting where, what. We've got At the Wire, which is today's live racing from across the nation. Several different tracks there. We have that. We also have opening day at Kingman today on our website. Those are live races from Kingman. You go there and click on the Kingman marker there, and you can see all the races live from Kingman. We also have Oakland at Hot Springs, Arkansas live today. Click on there, and you can see Oak Lawn's races live. And then we have Tampa Bay Downs. You go and click on there again, and it's all live racing. We have everything pretty much live here on IEN and MSN Equine. We also do international racing. We got live racing from Australia on our site now. And it's really interesting to see how, you know, how they're different in ways from the States, but they're all the same, you know, when you see that. We got a good interview with Todd Fletcher today on his Kentucky Derby horses. It's a real good interview. You know, you see kind of what he goes through, you know, trying to make these decisions to get that Churchill. Then the one thing that I really do like is Keeneland. We've got we're gearing up for the opening day, which is today, and you can go in and see all the modernization and the things that they did to, you know, get Keeneland up to par. And that's what all the racetracks are doing now. Churchill kind of started this a few years ago. They want to make it more advantageous for the customer, the consumer, to come in and enjoy, you know, the racing. And what I like about it is they kind of think outside the box a little bit here. And what I mean by that is the fact that they are thinking about the customer, the consumer. What do they need and what do they want? They upgraded all the dining facilities, you know, all the seating. They're really thinking about, you know, what it's going to do to get a new customer in there. And that's what we're trying to do here at IEN. We try to get information to the consumer so it'll make them want to come in, you know, to see what all is going on. You don't have to be a horseman to look at my website. None whatsoever. It's good entertainment. You know, you wonder why and how, you know, the people do what they do when they get there. We got a Kentucky Derby watch over there. We take different tracks that have had you know, Derby horses running there, getting ready for the Kentucky Derby, and we go behind the scenes and you see the race that they run in and see where they're going, if they're going on to Churchill, and if they did good or if they didn't do good. You know, that's the big thing. And tomorrow we got the Santa Anita Derby from Santa Anita. You'll be able to watch that live here and tell you everything you need to know about who's doing what, who's going to win, who's not going to win. We got the Bluegrass Stakes tomorrow, which is another Derby prep race. It'll be live on IEN. It'll be live. You can watch that. You can see everything. The Derby's 4 weeks away. You know, so these are the final things that we go through, you know, to get there. And speaking of getting there, on the website here, we got all the things that make the horseman's life a lot easier. I have quick links. And what I mean by quick links is we have all the things that the horseman might need. We got the Blood Horse magazine on there. You click on that, and that tells you all the latest going on, you know, behind the scenes for the Derby and all of horse racing, both domestic and international. We've got Brookledge. Brookledge is the main transporter of all the horses that are going to the Derby. If you need to get a horse anywhere in the country, to the airports, to anywhere, Brookledge can get you there. And that's for sure, because I worked with them for a lot of years. And they're top professional. They make their own trucks and trailers in Ole, Pennsylvania. And they are good. They are really good. So if you need to get a horse, it doesn't matter whether it's thoroughbred, pony, show horse, polo pony, Brookledge has the trucks to get you there. Also, we have Equibase. Equibase is really a good thing that we've done with. It tells you all the entries, and it gives you all the history on the horse. You go to Equibase, and you put in the horse's name, and it'll give you to where the horse was foaled at, what state. It'll give you the auction sale price of the horse. It'll give you all the statistics where the horse is run, how much money he's made, who the trainer is, who the jockeys are. Equibase gives you a lot of information. It's fun to get on there and just check out horses. you need, you can check out Secretariat, you know, on there, and it'll give you all the history of Secretariat's races, which is good. And it's fun to get on there and just kind of, you know, see who's there. Then the other ones that we have Jockey Club. They provide us with all the information, all the rules and regulations of the horse business. And they're very valuable. And the reason I call it Quick Links is you don't have to go jumping around from place to place. I'm sending you to places that are going to tell you and that answers your question right up front. It's going to tell you exactly what you want to know and more. You know, it's a good learning tool. Then we have one of the best feeds ever for horses. It's called Hallway Feeds. You go to their website and they'll show you how they make a horse feed, where they send it to, you know, the importance of it. You can tell them you got a horse that is a slow doer, and that's what we call a horse that takes a long time to eat or, you know, just picks any food. We call them slow doers. And when you call into Hallway, they'll put you right in contact with the people that will check you out, figure out what's wrong with your horse and why he's not eating. That's the good part about it. Then we got Walmart. Walmart is a staple in the horse industry. Well, if you need anything for your barn, for your horses, for your people, prescriptions, eyeglasses, you got it at Walmart. And the thing I like about it is they're all over the country, and we've got a unique system. And I have this done every week to my house, wherever I'm. If I'm here at home in Florida, or if I'm in Kentucky, or California, or New York, Walmart delivers. Walmart will deliver to the barn, they will deliver to the house, to the apartment, they will deliver to the hospital, which they did to me, and they also will deliver to your hotel rooms. So you see the kind of where I'm going here. You know, with International Equine Network, we got the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel tells you what the weather is, any city where you need to go. You can check the weather from going from here in Delray Beach all the way to Lexington along the way. That's very important to the horseman when you're trying to decide, you know, where to go and where you're shipping. And you can avoid weather and avoid this. And last but not least, we have Trivago. Trivago gets you a hotel room anywhere. I mean, anywhere you go in this country, we've got a hotel room for you. So those are just some of the people that we deliver, you know, information to our horsemen via my website. Things that will help the horsemen get things done quickly and with one click. You know, they can go there and not have to be on the phone and, you know, chasing down things and all like that. So it was interesting. And then the one thing that I put on here the other day from FanDuel, it's a good little segment. And we got a little piece on there about the Renegade that won the Arkansas Derby. It's a great interview. And take a look at it and see what you think, and then let us know. Let us know here at International Equine Network. You'll see our website and our emails and everything on there, but that's really a good segment. And then, of course, you got to find out where all these Kentucky Derby winners and legends come from. Our farm of the month is Claiborne Farm in Lexington. You know, we take a look at that, we'll see exactly how we're getting a thoroughbred to, you know, the Kentucky Derby. It's a great segment. And then, I'm telling you, if you want to buy a thoroughbred, our next segment that we have here, horse racing confirmation, how to buy a thoroughbred. It tells you what to look for and, you know, what not to look for. And tells you, you know, this shows you, why don't you buy a horse? You're just going to go and say, oh, he looks pretty and you buy one. So you do that. You know, it's a good confirmation video. You don't have to know horses, but it's very educational. You see. And then Mike Rimpolo, which is one of the greatest guys in the world. He's a trainer. He's an owner. Mike tells the story of how he got into the horse business. And it's really a good story. It's probably a story you don't really want, your kids want to watch, because, you know, when you get bit by a horse, let me tell you something, you're gone. You're going to climb over fences. You're going to skip school. you know, you're going to do a lot of things to get over there and see the horse when you get bit by the bug. So that's an interesting little piece there on him. And then probably the most interesting part of this website, and I work with Todd, and Todd has his horse's winter with us here in Delray Beach at Palm Beach now. This segment on Todd, he goes quickly through in the morning, what he goes through, the time he gets up, where he goes, how he does, and what he has to do, looking at the horses, you know, the things that go through. You'll actually get tired when you see this, segment, you know, because you don't realize what he goes through. And then when he's through training at the track, you know, then he's got to look at lunch, he's got to look at the little family time. And then he's, you know, you're going to the races, and you're meeting owners, and you're calling owners, you're talking to them. So it's just not, you know, a 9-to-5, you know, job. It's a 7-day-a-week job. And this shows you exactly what he does in his day. And it's just a little segment that we skip right through, but it's a good one to see. And then we have what we call Blood Horse Monday. It's all about the Renegade, and he's the top dog now for the horse, and we've got the leaderboard point standings. You can find all the live coverage on MSNEquine.com. Of course, we've got Equine Race and Blood Horse. You know, it's a good segment. And then this one guy we have here, he's really funny. He's the Derbyologist, Mr. Derbyologist. That's what I call him. I really don't know his name. I know his name, but you know, I call him the Derby Eyes. But he talks about the Derby and gives us updates on the Derby and who's going where, who's going to do what. And it's going to be really information, real good. And then we have here, and this is a segment that I like the best on my website. I don't, and it's not because I put it on here or thought of it. But it's the Meet the Outstanding Equestrian. The creative excitement that's all in the thoroughbred world, present, past, and future champions. And this week is Mike Smith, Mike's journey to the Kentucky Derby. It's really good. It's really good. When you see that, I guarantee you, you watch this on how Mike gets to the Kentucky Derby, let me tell you something, my friend, you'll be watching the Kentucky Derby, and I guarantee you, after you look at my website, I guarantee you'll be going to a horse race somewhere. Because there's a horse track near you, just Google horse racing, and put in your zip code, and it'll take you right to the closest track that you're at. But this is good. Mike Smith, you'll like it. Journey to the Kentucky Derby. And then we have a Last Call, which we feature in all the horse sales that come up. How to get into buying horses, and you know what it's all about. And these sales are live. And you can see how they do, how they train. You can see who buys what, how much they go for them. And then if you call me here at 728-888-2963, I can get you some catalogs of any of the sales that are coming. And you may not know anything about horses, but at least you got a sales catalog that you can go through and look and, you know, read all about them and everything. And then when the sales auction goes live on MSNEquine.com, you can look at the pages and see how much they go for. Some of them go for millions of dollars. Others go for $1,500, $1,600, and they win $1,000 right off at the track, and then they end up winning, you know, $100,000. It just depends on where the trainer puts it, but that's called Last Call. And the reason I called it Last Call is, where's it going to come from, the call to buy the horse? Is it going to come from the sales arena, the phone, or from the internet? You know, and those are the three options they have that they can buy. And the other thing is, too, if you're in Lexington, you can go to Fassick Tipton and the Kingman Sales when they have an auction, and you can go and see the auction for free. It's a good family thing. You can go over, you can see some future champions there. You know, you can see how the auction goes. You got your catalog. And, you know, it's a great thing to do. It's great for the family. You get to walk around the back side of Kingland and the front side of Kingland. You get to walk through the barns and see where all the horses are at. And it's free. It's free. You guys got to go. you know, and that's what it's all about, getting the family out there, getting interested in it. And then the last one, you know, every morning when I get up, I do my international racing. Today, it's called Foreign Friday at Royal Randwick, Australia. It's championship racing. The Royal Randwick, Australia Championships. And it was live on MSN Equine today. And let me tell you, you think I'm confused with the way I talk. You ain't gonna see that one. That's one that'll keep you glued to it. And I guarantee a few days later, you'll be saying some things with a little Australian accent. It'll be good. And then we also have a segment here. It's called Chucker. It's a polo. And most of the horses in polo are thoroughbreds. They're retired thoroughbred horses. And that's what we like to show on here, that what happens to the thoroughbreds after they retire from racing. And a lot of them go to the off-track thoroughbred association. They become show horses, trail horses. You know, they have a second purpose when they stop racing. Because a lot of horses are used to doing, you know, a routine 7 days a week. You know, they have to have a purpose. And the purpose a lot of these horses get are polo, and the other is show horses. And it's really nice to see some of these show horses that, you know, that get out there that were off the track. And I'll give you a quick story here real quick. One time they started the Off-Track Thoroughbred Association up in Maryland, and they had a show up there, and they actually had the trainer of the horses, B.Wayne Lucas. They had the owner was there. They had the jockey that was there and the groom that was there. And they got to see the whole show. So they got the whole group back together for the show, you know, to just see the secondary life that they had. And that's what it's all about, is taking care of these animals and making sure they got a purpose in life. It is what they do, you know. So that's pretty good. And then to close out here, we're getting close to closing out here. If you go to the bottom of my page, it's how they get there, the 2026 Kentucky Derby. And it's got a day schedule of the Derby week. It tells you everything that's going on, you know, at Churchill Downs and Derby week. So that we have that. And then we have Triple Crown Traditions, which it starts out with next year, a year from now, we're going to have a Derby trainer, a Derby owner, and a Derby jockey. We're going to have a cook-off contest. And they're going to have three recipes, and they're going to have the cook-off contest. And the winner in the cook-off contest will go over to from Churchill. Then we'll have one from Pimlico in Baltimore, the Maryland Crabs, and, you know, the whole nine yards. It's like a Kentucky with the burger, and, you know, the mint juleps and everything. And then we go to New York. We go to New York, and we have a cook-off between the jockeys, an owner, and, you know, a trainer, all from each area. And then at the end of the year, we go to the Breeders' Cup, and we have the three winners, one from each track, and they're going to have a Breeders' Cup cook-off and see who the Breeders' Cup champion will be for the cook-off. So, you know, we're making a lot of headway here. We've got a lot of work on the website to do to get it updated. But just to let you know that we are 29 days, 3 hours, no minutes, and 35 seconds to the Kentucky Derby. So we hope to get out to the Kentucky Derby. We hope to come back to MSMEquine.com and the International Equine Network. And all I can say, they're in the gate.
Through the dust and the dreams, through the fire and flame, every finish. slide.